Chapter 8. Karim. The first time Nazneen met Karim, she was impressed by how confident he seemed. His uncle owned the clothes factory. He wore tight jeans and white trainers. His arms looked strong and his hair was very short. She liked it. The second time he came, he ran past her into the flat and looked out of the window. "What's wrong?" she said. He had seen two white men pushing racist leaflets through front doors. He had picked up the box of leaflets and run. The men had chased him, but Karim was faster. "It's the Lionhearts," he said. "They hate us, but we're going to make them pay." Chanu often drove his taxi at night now, so evenings in the flat were more relaxed. The girls did their homework in front of the television, and Nazneen did her sewing. When she could, she hid away a little money to send to Hasina. But all Chanu wanted to do was earn enough to go home. One day, when Nazneen was helping the girls to tidy their room, Shahana said, "I'm not going to Bangladesh. I'll run away."
"Shh," said Nazneen. "No silly talk."
"It's not silly," shouted Shahana. "I'm not going."
"We'll just have to wait and see," said Nazneen. "We do not know God's plans."
"Do you want to go?" Bibi asked. Not for the first time, Nazneen told the girls the story of how you were left to your fate. As always, she ended with, "That was what God decided." When she had finished, the girls were quiet and she went to the door. Shahana called after her. "You didn't answer."
January 2001. I am the maid for a lady called Lovely. The husband's name is James. The house is beautiful, with many rooms, even a room just for toys and one for guests. My room is next to the kitchen. It has electric light. I care for the children and do cleaning, washing, and shopping. There is a man for cooking, Zaid, and he also works in the garden. February 2001. Lovely is very beautiful. Little Jimmy is 3 and full of energy. Baby Daisy is just starting to walk. She follows me around and cries for me. She wakes at night, so I sleep on her floor. It is better. I have more room, and there is a window for air, too. Zaid sleeps on the table in the kitchen. Lovely is worried he is going to leave. His cooking is famous. April 2001. Lovely often tells me her problems. Her friends have their own drivers and bigger houses. Lovely must manage her house and children with only one maid and one cook. Lovely worries the cook will leave, but I think Zaid will stay. He can do what he wants. Sometimes he even misses cooking the dinner. He is strange. Baby Daisy always smiles when she sees me. All my life I look only for love. Now I stop looking, and it comes right up to me and shows me all its little teeth. Razia came when Nazneen was reading Hasina's letters. She was angry because the government had closed her factory. People thought it was because it gave jobs to people who were not supposed to be working in the UK. Nazneen heard voices and looked outside. A group of young Bengali men were giving out leaflets. She thought that one of the men might be Karim. She tried not to look again.
"They don't study and they don't have jobs," said Razia.
"You are lucky with Tariq."
"Yes, but I want him to go out and make friends. This morning, he didn't even get out of bed.
He says he needs money for books or he will fail the exam.
If they don't reopen the factory soon, I'll have to go to see Mrs. Islam.
Razia was joking. She did not know that Chanu had borrowed money from Mrs. Islam. Mrs. Islam had been coming regularly with her sons. Chanu just counted out money until Mrs. Islam stopped him, and then he had to put it in her bag. Nazneen had no idea how much they were paying, and when she tried to ask Chanu, he only said,
"It's between friends. She's helping me."
The next morning, Karim's phone alarm went off while he was there.
"It's time to pray," he said.
"Will you pray here?" Nazneen asked.
"Yes, I will," he said.
She watched him as he prayed and saw how well he moved. She closed her eyes. Afterwards, he said,
"I want to ask you to come to a meeting. Please ask your husband. It's for all Muslims, but we don't have any older women."
Karim saw her as an older woman. Nazneen did not ask Chanu about the meeting because she did not plan to go. But on the day, she had little to do, so she went after all. The meeting was in the community hall, an ugly, low building on the edge of the estate. The doors were open. Two girls in hijabs went inside, and Nazneen followed. She saw Karim walk to the front and jump onto the small stage. He clapped his hands.
"Thank you all for coming," he said.
Nazneen looked around. There were about 20 people, mostly young men in jeans and trainers, a few in more traditional clothes, and four or five girls in hijabs.
"The secretary will read out the business for today. If you want to add anything, please raise your hand."
The secretary was a small young man with a thin beard. He stood next to Karim on the stage and said,
"Business of the day. Number one, choosing a name. Number two, our aims. Number three, election of leaders."
Immediately, a thin young man raised his hand to ask a question.
"Yes," said the secretary.
"Why don't we do this in our own language?" the young man asked.
Nazneen noticed how badly his clothes fitted him.
"This meeting is open to all Muslims, and not all Muslims speak Bengali," Karim said.
The questioner, as Nazneen now thought of him, stood up and looked around the hall.
"Does anyone here not speak Bengali?" he asked.
A black man stood up.
"Do I look like a Bengali to you, brother?"
The questioner put his hands up in acceptance, and they both sat back down.
"Okay," said the secretary. "Choosing a name. Ideas?"
People began shouting out names. The secretary waved his arms.
"Enough. We'll vote. What was the first idea again?"
The questioner jumped up.
"This man is secretary, but he takes no notes. He isn't taking his job seriously."
The secretary looked angry, but Karim put a hand on his shoulder.
"Get a pen and paper. You will be responsible for taking notes."
When the secretary had written down everyone's ideas, Karim said,
"I have an idea as well. The Bengal Tigers."
Everyone seemed to like it, and this name was chosen. Then everyone talked in groups for a while before they voted on the aims of the Bengal Tigers. Nazneen heard some boys talking in front of her.
"If they attack one of ours, we'll attack 10 of theirs."
"They shouldn't come here. We don't want trouble, but if they come asking for it..."
The meeting began again.
"Let's vote," said Karim.
"We protect Muslim rights and culture and our community. We are against any group that is against us."
Everyone raised their hands to vote for this. The questioner stood up
and shouted,
"But what will we actually do? We want action."
Karim ignored him.
Number 3, election of leaders. He looked at the questioner.
If I am chosen, the action will begin straight away.
But Karim and the questioner both wanted to be the leader. 9 people voted for the questioner, and 10 voted for Karim, including Nazneen.
I helped him win, she thought.
Now, when Karim came over with clothes for Nazneen to sew, he often sat on the sofa and talked. From him, Nazneen learned about the suffering of Muslims all over the world. He often said it was time to fight back. He left leaflets about the Bengali community for her, which she hid from Chanu. When she read them, in secret, she felt that Karim was with her.